Today is Monday, February 18th, 6:05 p.m. My name is Ken Thompson. I'm the chairman of the Duplin County Board of Commissioners. Welcome to our meeting. Ms. Jesse, will you give the invocation?
All right. All wise and heavenly Father, we just thank you for the business of our day, the things that we have had to do and that has been done, and that we are here to continue in the work of the county. It is not always easy. We have a busy day. We pray for understanding from our family on and to accept the tax that is put on them for the work that we so gladly do for the county. It has been a very busy day and a troubling day for some families here, but as I went through the community, I have seen the people here that's doing service and passing out food packages and things, and I thank you, Lord, for the blessing that you have given us here in Duplin County, that we can continue to do your work. And I know this sounds very unusual, but dear Lord, while you're helping others, please help me find my teeth. I ask all of this in your name. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everyone had a chance to view the consent agenda. Does anyone on the board have anything to add?
I do not.
No,
I don't have anything.
Yes, sir, Mr. Brinson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have a few items I'd like to discuss with you. First, budget amendment number 71 in your packet has been removed from the consent agenda at the request of Sheriff Wallace. Also, I have another budget amendment that I'd like to put forth for your consideration, and I would like to place it on the consent agenda. However, it's a large amount of money, and if you would like to discuss it and have me put it on the regular agenda, I will do so. It will be known as budget amendment number 77, and it is to purchase Microsoft Surface Pro tablets for the social workers at DSS, and these are needed for the implementation of the NC FAST program. What we're doing with this budget amendment number 77 is moving $29,064 from our Work First program funds. $29,064 from our Work First program enhancement funds to our expendable capital. Now, like I said, we can add this to the consent agenda, but if you would like to discuss it, we can add it to the regular agenda. I have Ms. Thigpen here tonight to discuss it in detail if you'd like that.
That amount of money, I would like to know more.
Okay. And then I would like to ask to add that to the regular agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I also would like to add an easement to Duke Energy from the county regarding a 30-foot easement across county-owned property. Is parcel number 02-E114. It's located on Shine Road in the Faison Township, and it's for the purpose of course, transmitting and distributing electrical energy across county property. It's a 0.23-acre tract, and it's been owned by the county since January the 5th, 2006. The county attorney has approved the easement. Would you like me to add that to the consent agenda or the regular agenda?
What says the board?
I'm fine with the consent on that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask for a closed session for economic development pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A4.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. I didn't see anybody sign up for public comments. Is there anyone from the public who wished to comment? Hearing none, we'll move along. We first have Ms. Quinn with Soil and Water.
Good afternoon. I have a few items tonight. The first thing I have is I've been notified that we have been awarded a multi-species cover crop grant from the North Carolina Foundation from Soil and Water. It is in the amount of $2,750, and I'm here to ask that you budget this grant for this workshop, and the funds are available from the North Carolina Foundation for Soil and Water.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the multi-species crop grant and the allocation of the fund budget in the amount of $2,750. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I also have a pasture improvement grant. This is also from the North Carolina Foundation for Soil and Water. It's in the amount of $2,000, and I would like to request that you budget this grant for this project, and it is also from the foundation. I'm sorry.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the improving pasture management grant and an allocation needed to fund the budget in the amount of $2,000. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
The last item I have is we have continuing to work on the string debris removal projects in all over the county. We have several upcoming. This past one, Maple Creek, Jump and Run Creek, and Panther Run Creek. We had a bid opening held on January 27th, and Daniel Steiner of Snatch It Clearing was the low bid in the amount of $93,836. I'm here to ask that you award this contract to Daniel of Snatch It Clearing for this project. The funds are in our budget.
So moved.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we award Glenn Daniel Steiner of Snatch It Clearing the contract for stream debris removal for Panther Creek, Maple Creek, and Jump and Run Creek in the amount of $93,836. Any discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What are the other creeks that we have around here? Are they in line?
Yes, ma'am. We have a big map in our office, and okay. we're going down. You're welcome to come in, and I'll show you the ones that we have on there.
Okay. For the future, if possible, when you come with those things, because I'm not that familiar with all the creeks and stuff, if you could have a map to show me exactly where they are and what it pertains to the land and stuff around it.
Okay, now I have a map on the ones that I've just done
with me.
Yes, I do, that I can show you. But, I mean, I can give you a big one if you'd like to. I think they may be in your packets. I'm not sure.
Okay,
that's what one I have in. Let's see, that one's over in Chinkapin area.
Okay.
See the four.
All okay. If possible, you know, when you get the opportunity, if I could have something like this, the maps and stuff, I'd appreciate it.
I sure will. I'll get this to you. Thank you.
Thank you. We hadn't voted on it yet.
No.
I have a question too.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
This is logistics really, but we're awarding Glenn Daniel Steiner. The contract's actually going to Snatch It Clearing, right?
Yes.
He just was their representative.
Right. He is Snatch It Clearing. He's doing business as Snatch It Clearing.
Okay.
That's his company name.
Okay. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. All right. Next up we have Mr. Casey with Emergency Services.
Thank you, Lord.
So I'm just here to announce some good news for emergency services in Duplin County in general. On February 9th, I attended a trauma and acute care symposium down in New Hanover Regional Medical Center down in Wilmington. And every year they had an award ceremony, and they issue a trauma award of excellence, I think is what they actually called it, what it actually says on the plaque there. And every year they award that to an individual or an agency that exemplifies great trauma care in their region, covering about six different counties. Duplin County was one of those counties that was awarded that particular award that day for all the efforts during Hurricane Florence. This isn't just for Duplin County EMS. I should extend this out. This is the fire departments, police department, sheriff's office, the hospital, DSS, everybody else that put in countless hours, including some of you, during Hurricane Florence. I just wanted to share that recognition from the hospital and trauma services and Southeastern Regional Advisory Committee.
That's great.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if I could also make another announcement. I sent you an email, but I'd like to make a public announcement. Brandon, if you could stand up. EMS Operations Officer McMahon wrote a grant to the Golden Leaf Foundation, and we have been awarded $330,000 for the design, engineering, and construction of a new Medic 3 station. As you know, Medic 3, one of our EMS stations located in the Chinquapin community, was located in the fire department, which flooded. Like I said, Brandon wrote a grant, and we have been awarded $330,000 to construct our own standalone EMS station. Right now, we're looking at property that the county already owns in the Chinquapin community. That Medic unit is now being housed in the Fountain Town Fire Department short term. But I think Brandon deserves a lot of recognition for that.
Thank you.
Good job.
This is not something we were expecting, was it?
No.
Yeah, I thought this was a stretch right now.
Yes.
That's great.
So you took this on your own to do that, right?
Sir?
Am I correct? You took this on your own?
Yes, sir.
I thought I told you to do it.
Yeah. So I had found out how Wayne County was doing theirs, and when I found out that they rebuilt their Seven Springs station with this money, I pursued the ask, and then I got Davis's blessings on trying to see if we could get some relief money down there, and I thought it was a shot in the dark. I never thought we'd get this money to do it, but
we need more people like you. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up we have Miss Melissa Brown. Is she here? There she is.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here to ask the board for permission and approval to advertise and fill a vacant site manager position. It's already included in the budget for this year.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve to advertise and fill a vacant site manager position at the Warsaw location. Any discussion?
Yes.
This position that you were filling, how long was someone there before, and how long did they work, and
yes, ma'am,
where did they go to?
When we reopened the Warsaw site, she became on board, and she is retired because her health is not well. She just left last Friday.
And there's no assistant to this position?
No, ma'am.
And how long was she working there?
I think the Warsaw site has been open a little over a year or two.
Only a year to get services?
Mm-hmm.
This may seem like it's a revolving door.
Now, in this particular site location, for this particular person, her health was not well. She would still be working.
It says permanent, but what is the salary base?
The salary is a permanent part-time 20-hour position. It's a 56-1A, which is 10.0572. So it's not a high salary. You're looking for someone that's retired that basically wants a little work to do. It will never be a full-time position. It's a permanent part-time position. Which is difficult to try to find someone.
I just wanted to ask about the numbers. Have the numbers picked up since we started this night?
They have picked up. They are up. It just depends. Since the hurricane, we have lost some people. Some people are no longer coming for whatever reasons they've moved away, but the numbers range from 25 to 30 a day, which is still a good number. And then we still have our homebound site there as well, our meal route there.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. So we have Ms. Jones at the library. Hello.
I have in your packet originally requested to fill two vacant library assistant one positions. One is full-time, one is part-time. At this point, I would like to ask permission to advertise and fill the part-time position. There may be some restructuring for the other position, but at this point, just I'm looking for the part-time library assistant one position.
So moved. Second.
Okay. It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve to advertise and fill a vacant library assistant part-time position.
Mm-hmm. Library assistant one. Mm-hmm.
Assistant one part-time position. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
The second point is to appoint, in your package you have the information for the candidate for the Rose Hill Board. We had originally looked at another candidate a couple months back, but there's health issues there. So you see in your packet the candidate for the Rose Hill branch to represent the library board.
So moved.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we appoint Ms. Lisa Lane,
mm-hmm.
to the library board of trustees with term expiring in end of the fiscal year 2024. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Norwood?
Good afternoon.
Good
evening. I'm here to ask for some additional money for our new maintenance building. Additional funds were needed for the new maintenance shop. $79,000 was originally budgeted for our maintenance shop, but due to NC General Statute Chapter 87, which requires having a general contract if your work's over $30,000, we have to have a licensed general contract for this project. And a lot of that money is due to the work, the general contract, and plus the fact of Hurricane Florence, the price of materials going up, and having the contractor, licensed contractors, as well as HVAC, plumbing, electrical work. That's why this money is needed. Along with that, it's a turnkey job. They're going to build our offices, break room, two bathrooms, complete the building itself. So we just don't have the time. We can do some of that work, but we just don't have the time or the manpower to do the work at this time. And even with additional help, we still wouldn't have time. So that's why this money is needed. And I'm just asking for you to make a motion to approve these additional funds for put into maintenance capital outlay for completion of the new building.
Let me ask the question to make sure that I hadn't misinterpreted the information that I looked at. It's an additional $83,550,
yes,
which means that the building we once were going to build for $79,000, we're now talking about $162,550.
Yes, sir. But the original building didn't include the finished product. It was just the building itself. Was the shell, and then me contracting some of those, the HVAC, the electrical and plumbing out. Well, due to this article and it being over $30,000, we have to have a general contractor to complete some of this work, which I didn't know at the time, and well, that was might be my fault, but whatever. But anyway, that's the gist of it. If you got any questions, I mean, I have the numbers here, plus the fact we added brick to outside wainscoting up 40 on two sides of the building. That was an additional about $9,000 there to do the brick. So it would be kind of like the buildings that are already on the property, the event center and the livestock arena. So it would be in that same, you know, instead of just have a metal shell on the outside, you would have a brick type wainscoting.
So the workshop and the area that you need to get your job done is same?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Other than it will be a completed building, we won't have to go in there and build anything. We won't have to go in there, and it will be a turnkey when it's said and done, when it's finished.
Is the county required to hire a general contractor on items like this? Or can we be our own general contractor?
You can waive that. We did that with the shooting range, if you remember correctly, but you have to have somebody on point that basically takes over that role, and you have to do it that way. But if you remember with the shooting range, mm-hmm. it was just for the metal building. It was $32,000 at that point, and $10,000 of it was being donated from it. So they had already locked in when we went in and looked at that. They had already locked into that price of $32,000, but they had gotten $10,000 from another source. So at, when they originally bid it, they thought that it was only worth like $22,000. Right. And that's when I said, well, the statute requires it is over $30,000. So we came to the board, and the board agreed to waive it because Ben Parrish was going to be on site, and he was going to basically to
okay.
serve as your contractor.
So regardless of if this is $79,000 or $150,000, whatever, technically speaking, we could waive the general contractor here and have Randy be the GC, or you or Miss Jessie, right? I'm serious.
Yeah,
I mean, I just had to put my house back together from the storm, and I was my own general contractor, and I'm sure it saved me quite a bit of money.
Well, that's the question I have. When we appropriated this money last year, the appropriation was $79,000, and the selling point was that
right.
that was the building, and you guys were going to finish it out yourself. And now you're talking about doubling up.
Yeah,
on
that,
money in a year's period of time. That's a hard one to swallow.
Well, see, I guess at the time I assumed that the contractor did have their general contractor's license, but they didn't.
Well, let me ask you this. What is taking so long from July, when we adopted the budget, July 3rd of last year? What is taking so long? We're almost at time to do budget again. What is taking to get to this point?
It was in August by the time that I had three bids to come in August. And before we could get anything rolling, that's when Florence hit. And that just kind of everything kind of took a back seat at that time for a few months there. And that was around Christmas time, I think. David said, let's get back here at the holidays. Let's get back on our building project. So at that time, I did find out too that we had to post it on, I was told we needed to post it on the Hub website. So we posted it on the Hub website.
Did you not know this prior to then?
No, I didn't. So we posted on the Hub website, and of course we had no bids to come in. So, but that canceled out the first bids we had, correct?
We have the first. Ms. Lanier, yeah. Purchasing assistant purchasing agent, is here if you would like to ask her, because she facilitated the whole bid process. I just want to let you know she's here in case you guys have any questions for her, or she can assist Randy. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But anyway, like I say, no bids come in, but then, well, of course the holidays were here, so I was told then again we got to bid it out again, because our first contractor bidder didn't have his license, general contractor's license. So we bid it out again, there was five?
Oh, okay. Now, let me recall, your first contractor was the one that did...
Yes.
The range.
Did the rifle range.
I hope you can see where I'm going with this. We can do it then, but we can't do it now, so understand that too.
I think it's the money factor. It's the money factor.
If it's over $30,000, you have to get the owner would have to sign an affidavit to work as their own general contractor by state law. When the shooting range thing was done, when that metal building was done, it was $32,000. The board elected, because Ben Parrish was agreeing to serve in that role, to waive the general contractor's thing, because he was going to be there and on point.
All right, from the beginning, was it a formal bidding process or an informal bidding?
I believe they did
it. It was an informal bidding process.
Okay. I'm sitting here looking at informal bidding process. Cap on is $90,000.
For construction, it's $300,000.
Yeah. You're looking at equipment. Equipment's $90,000. When you're talking construction, it's $300,000.
This says construction and repair.
What?
Construction and repair.
State law, it's $90,000.
Well, this comes from the UNC School of Government, so.
I'm telling you, it's
I'm just reading.
$90,000 is equipment.
Randy.
Yes, sir.
For what you need, is it possible to build a building that you build in stages instead of building the whole building for the $166,000, whatever it was? Is there stages that you could build where we could build and spend within our amount of money?
I don't think, because see, a lot of, you take the plumbing, electrical, a lot of that underground work would have to be done before the foundation's poured. You know what I'm saying? That would have to be completed before they even poured any cement for the foundation or for your floor. You'd have to have your drains for your two bathrooms, all your plumbing, for your commodes or whatever. All that, your electrical panel's gonna have to be on the inside. That's gonna have to be plumbed, to come up into the mechanical room. See, that would have to take place before, or running the pipes, that is.
And none of that was being done in the $79,000?
In the $79,000, that was going to be part, yes, I was going to get that. The building itself was like $50,000 just for the building. That was going to leave me some room for the plumbing, the HVAC, and the electrical. Well, I would have to get some of that done first before they could start the building, other than digging the footers or whatever to run the pipe. I was going to have to bid each of those jobs out. But that's when it come to light about that amount of money, we were going to have to find a general contractor because of this statute, 87, chapter 80, or, yeah. So, that's why I'm here asking. I'm requesting you make a motion to approve the budget amendment to move additional funds to the maintenance capital outlay over to complete the new building.
If I may ask, is this the first time you've ever did any...
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever asked for any money. I mean, as far as in front of a board like this. Yeah.
And you, don't we have people...
Other than the last budget, last budget present, back when I was awarded the $79,000.
Yeah, but even before that, don't we have people here, if we have someone in a position and they want to do it and they don't have the expertise, don't we have somebody here that has that can help you along, that we don't have to wind up today in this position and predicament?
I don't know what you're asking.
when you ask for $79,000 for a building and everything that goes with it, if you don't have the expertise on it to do this, you just, you know, you figurehead, don't we have someone here that can do the finite and make sure of everything that we need, that we can get a complete package of the money that we need, and we can move forward and not have to always be trying to correct and erase?
I think that's, we've had some discussions, me, Davis, and Chelsea, Tracy, about having a going forward of what it entails for any type of construction, so everybody will be on the same page.
Yeah.
Yes, we've talked about that. We talked about that just a few weeks ago.
Randy.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make a statement.
Go ahead.
I want you to have this building because I know you deserve it. Your people deserve it, and you work hard for it. And the building that you're in is a dump, and the flooding and everything. But I have a hard time. Really hard time going in a year's period of time. I'm questioning the time frame, number one.
Right.
The time frame has cost, it's basically costing us double money.
Right.
I don't know where the ball was dropped or how the ball was dropped, but when something is brought to us, I mean, normally people do their homework and they know what things are going to cost.
Right.
And you ask for the money and we appropriate it because we want you to have the
right.
But now we're almost a year later.
Right.
And we're talking double the money. That's a hard one to swallow.
Well, there's some circumstances we can't control, like the hurricane.
Let's take the hurricane out, prior to the bid,
me not knowing about the general contractor, what the statutes were at the time. Because when they built the rifle range, I just assumed, and I reckon that's where I probably screwed up, that contractor had their general contractor's license because they build buildings all the time. And I was wrong. I didn't know it at the time. And I guess I'll take responsibility for that.
I'm confused. So do you currently have a general contractor on this job? Even though you're still looking for $82,000, do we have a general contractor on the job?
No.
Okay.
No.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, he has bid it now with a general contractor.
Right.
Handling the whole entire job.
Okay. So,
and I'll just say that he and his men work hard. They do need a new facility. I understand the board's apprehension because there is a wide variance in what was reported to you the cost was going to be and now what the true cost have come to light to be. There are several factors, as Randy has alluded to, that play into this. One of those being, I think he wanted a building. He saw what the rifle range was built for. He assumed he could build it for that, and he simply can't build it for that. The only thing I'll say, and this is the board's decision, well, I respect your decision. We'll move forward, whatever you decide, but we'll never build it any cheaper. Construction prices are going up and going up. We don't have a general contractor on staff. We just don't. Maybe it was a severe underestimate on Randy's part. We're trying to do it right now and to move forward through this process and do it the right way from here on out to give you guys a true picture of what it's costing for construction projects.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
I know you need this. I think we all recognize that. I'm just trying to figure out a way to
mitigate costs.
Yeah, for it not to be $83,554 more dollars. And that's why I'm asking these questions about a general contractor. You know, Ben Parrish is not a general contractor.
Right.
And neither are you, Randy. But
no.
You're a maintenance director.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a general contractor, but I know how to put a house back together. You call the HVAC guy and say, come on in here on Tuesday, and you call whoever else, and who's going to put up the drywall, or whatever you're going to do. Why, does everybody understand where I'm going, what I'm going through with this? Doesn't that save a ton of money, like $30,000?
Mm-hmm.
Can we not do a general contractor and let Randy take care of it?
I think what we were told was that Randy didn't have the capability of staying out there to do it with his normal staff. That was what I was told.
Hold. a year ago, we were willing to do whatever we had to do to get it built. Is that not the case anymore?
Some of the work we can do at that time. Still, I was going to have to bid out the HVAC, the electrical, and the plumbing to get in the building and everything, because we don't have license to do that.
I understand yes, that. I understand okay. you can bid
yeah.
subs for that. But can't you still be the own, your own GC?
I mean, that's...
I'm asking you. Can you do that?
Well, I'm sure I can bid stuff
you,
out.
I think you can.
I mean...
I'm just trying to save the general contractor fee. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, yeah. Now, whether we get away with that, I mean, that's...
Hello?
All you have to say is, oops.
Legally. We don't want to say oops.
Legally, you can do it. I've never said legally you can't do it.
Right, I don't think that's an issue. We can waive that. Do you have some apprehension about that? I'm sensing that. I just want you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
Do you want to take the job on?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, it wouldn't be a problem. I mean, I can do it, but then whether we can or not, I mean, that's... I know, we'll see now. This entails them building the offices, doing all the install, doing all the electrical, doing the bathrooms, the drains, all that. That was not in the original bid. Other than getting it to the building, then I was going to have to bid each one of those jobs out. This is a more like a turnkey to where we ain't got to go in there and build offices. We ain't got to go in there and hang sheetrock. Or, I mean, when they're done, it's done.
Excuse me, Randy.
Yeah.
You've moved from doing it the way that you requested it originally.
Right.
Because you found out that you needed a general contractor.
Right. Like I say, when I bid it at first bid, I looked at Ben, I looked at that building, and I said, sure, we can build it for this. I can bid out these jobs or whatever, you know, and stay within that $79,000.
And the only reason you went to the general contractor is because of the statute that you
made to
start with. You correct. Would have no problem in backing back up if we waive that.
Well, yeah, no. Other than the time for us to do some of that work, you know, I'm losing one guy and I'm about maybe losing another guy. He's joining the Army. But it's the time as far as us going in and building offices and things like that. We'll have a hard time with that, getting it in a good time frame.
Are
you know, but
that, Dexter, I'm not sure. Yeah. Are you asking if he can go ahead and build himself or just be his own general contractor?
I'm asking if he went away from the project of the way he had it planned for the $79,000 because of the statute.
Sure.
If we waive that, would he still be willing to go back in and do it like he was going to do it before to where we saved the general contractor's fee?
Yeah, because, I mean, the general contractor is still going to sub out a bunch of that stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Where you, if you acted as a general, if we didn't have an actual general contractor, some of that stuff, you still wouldn't have to have your staff spending time on that. That
right.
That makes sense. Okay.
Right.
The next question is, will $79,000 cover what you need to do?
On the very beginning to bid out, because I looked at the numbers that Ben had used on his HVAC, his electrical and his plumbing, and I did add like 7% addition, you know, because of another year or whatever's passed. I did, you know,
and that took it to the 79.
And that took it almost to the 79. Then, like I say, things come to light. And I was told we can't do that. And anyway, here we are.
We can do that. I think. I'm telling you, we can do that. So can you do that? We don't have to have a general contractor. I think we're all clear on that, correct? Okay.
Yes.
And let's be clear to the board now,
yeah.
Randy. And I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
Can you build it? I mean, you can do it cheaper if you're on general contractor. There's no doubt about that.
That's where I was going.
But can you do it for $79,000? Now, you need to be honest with them.
Not with, see, in the first bid, we never agreed. It was never discussed about doing brickwork.
Give me numbers. I'm a numbers guy. Tell me numbers. How much do you need to build this? And if you tell me...
$162,250.
That's a no for me then.
If you're acting as your own general contractor, what can you do it for?
And if you need to go back and do some research and bring this back up to another meeting, yeah, we can table it.
We just want you to look at it.
I feel like we're putting you on the spot, and I'd rather table it and let you go back and do your homework to come back and see us.
I'm not speaking for the board, I'm speaking for myself. I'm not saying that I'm going to be a no at any point in time. I'm just asking you, and I'm telling you that I'm one vote, and that I am all for waiving the GC. And you come back and say, okay, well, I don't need $83,000, I need $1 or $10 or whatever it is. That's all I'm asking you to do. Does that make sense?
And where I'm at is, you've already said, you know, it's $30,000 for the GC, so should be in the 130 range, the way I look at it.
Yes, Tracy.
Randy, may I ask a question? What is the estimated time frame for completion of the building once it's approved? Considering the weather.
Now you're talking about a complete building. I don't know, that's the whole weather thing too. Probably sometime in the spring when it would get started. I mean,
I'm just trying to guess whether it may move into another fiscal year or not when we take into consideration
I wouldn't think so. Okay. It would go on that long.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you. I have a question for you. If you took on this job, how much, how would it put you back with your ready to do this?
Well, I mean,
you know,
I would have
one guy that's getting ready to leave.
And possibly another one. I mean, we got to do our regular duties. I mean, it'd just be hit and miss for us going out there and starting, having to drop what we're doing and go take care of what we got. Because I don't have but five people that are actually, you know, maintenance workers. There's five people. And like I say, I mean...
But Randy, of it, you're not going to do the work.
Of it I'm going to have to sub out.
Yeah,
yes,
so
yes.
Your job and your time is going to be working with that sub
right.
to come in. That's it's exactly not going right. to be your people having to come away from their
right.
duties
right.
to go work on it.
Yep. Right.
You're just going to have to show up and make sure they're there on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. and
right.
so we cut out that 20% we'd normally have to pay the GC to make sure that they show up. I mean, that's all we're trying to do is
yep.
cut that back.
Yep.
Okay, I will entertain a motion that we table this so Mr. Norwood can give us some more information at the next meeting. Is that okay?
So moved.
That's fine.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Hey, don't be mad at us now.
I'm not mad. Hey, I'm getting too close to retirement and things like that. There's a lot worse things in this world going on.
We want you to have this building.
Yeah. Then,
we're going to get you a building.
Yeah.
We just need
to work out a way if you had a building.
Work out a way.
Yep. We just can't go to $162,550
right.
tonight.
All right. Thank you.
No way.
All right, Ms. Rose. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here tonight to report the amount of unpaid 2018 taxes on real estate. As of today, that was $1,993,001.49.
What was that?
$1,993,001.49. And I'm asking for a motion to order that these taxes be advertised in the newspaper.
So moved.
Second.
It'll probably be sometime late March.
It's been moved and probably second that we order the tax collector to advertise the names of persons owing Duplin County delinquent taxes on their real estate. 2018. Any discussion?
Has it ever been that high previously?
Well, last year it was $2.8 million, but that was at the beginning of the month. And this number I gave y'all today is coming out of the new system, and the number from last year is coming out of the old system, and I got my doubts that they're really giving everything together. I don't know if the solid waste fees were included in last year's, I'm not sure.
Didn't you anticipate, oh, I did, I'm sure you did too, that this year may be a little bit worse considering storms?
I thought it would.
Yeah.
I thought it would.
Right, plus we had to revaluation.
Yeah.
Any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if we could revisit the issue of budget amendment number 77 to move funds from the Work First Program Enhancement Budget at the Department of Social Services into the Department of Social Services Expendable Capital Account to cover the purchase of Microsoft Surface Pro tablets for social workers. These are needed due to the implementation of North Carolina NC FAST program. If I could ask for Ms. Thigpen to come forward to address this issue with the board and answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Good evening, Ms. Thigpen.
As some of you may know, the state has spent several years now moving toward the NC FAST system, which is a statewide electronic system for child welfare. All the other, or many of the other social services programs are already in it. Beginning March the 25th, intake and assessments will be moving into NC FAST. Part of what we are hearing from the 11 counties that are already in there is it takes 28.5% more FTEs to manage NC FAST, and part of that problem is related to the duplication of tasks. And one of the ways that we can look at reducing that is there are apps that will be made available in the near future for either iPads or Surface Pros that would allow the social worker to complete the paperwork out in the field, so they would not have to come back into the agency and actually re-enter the same information they have done with the family. The other benefit with the Surface Pros is that they would have access to these, so the forms are being completed, they would be uploaded into the system whenever they return to work, but also they would have these for any other job functions, so we could make sure they can access NC FAST when they are out in the field. Even without the app, they could do it that way. We are requesting the Surface Pros for the 15 workers that are on call, our three QA staff that would go out with them, as well as the supervisors and administrators that would have involvement or potentially be out in the field.
Have you made some estimate of time savings this is going to create compared to what they're going to have to do if you don't have them?
There is no way that we can calculate based on the counties that have been in. What they know is without using it, it's 28.5% more FTEs. I expect that having these would at least save 10% of that, because particularly with intake and assessments, or assessments is where it would be used primarily, much of what they're doing is that paperwork. And if they're not doing it with the app, then everything that they've completed in the form, they actually have to go into NC FAST and re-enter the same information that they have put on the forms out in the field, even though they're scanning them into the system when they return.
Give me those numbers again. You have 15 out in the field.
We have 15 out in the field. You have 15 out in the field, three QAs, and three supervisors. So we're requesting 21.
Any
listening to the justification of this, this, in my eyes, this should save the people in the field time, should save overtime hours, people having to come back and, am I correct on that?
Yes, sir.
Because I do know, just looking at the numbers, we do have a lot of call-out and OT hours over there.
We do. And we...
Will this help streamline that, make it more efficient?
I certainly think it will. And we are certainly something that we are working to do anyway, is cut down that overtime. And I think by having the Surface Pros, the apps should be ready in the next few months, but even without those, having those Surface Pros and getting familiar with them and using them when they're out in the field should help assist with cutting down that time. One thing that we had already done that I think the Surface Pros will be beneficial is we have adjusted schedules whenever workers are on call, so we are minimizing the amount of overtime they're already getting. And again, they would have these Surface Pros that while they are out in the field, they could be doing their documentation or doing anything that they could. With the app, they could be doing forms, but they could also be accessing NCFAST and completing their documentation and case entries.
And what is the cost?
The cost is, it's for the 21 Surface Pros, and the cost is $31,000. And that was the lowest of three estimates that we received.
That was the... I'm sorry, Commissioner Grady, that's the budget amendment she already had. The other money's in the okay. Capital account. She just needs to transfer that amount of money to actually make the purchase.
Any other discussion? I will entertain a motion to approve budget amendment 77.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve this budget amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. We good?
Have a couple of announcements. First announcement is there will be a public meeting regarding the North Carolina Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. A representative from the North Carolina Department of Public Safety's Division of Emergency Management will provide information about the HMGP program, such as residential home acquisitions with a buyout program for flooded homes, also elevation and other mitigation and reconstruction efforts. The meeting is open to the public, and for residents who have applied for the program or residents who are interested in applying. It will be held at the Ed Emery Auditorium out at the campus on Duplin Commons, February the 26th, which is next Tuesday, 6 p.m. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer those for you, and I have given you this public meeting announcement. Also, I would like to remind the board that we are having an annual retreat this Friday, February the 22nd, at the Duplin County Airport. I have placed the agenda before you for your reading. The meeting will start at 9:30 that morning. I will give a state of the county address. Also, we will give you an update on Hurricane Florence recovery and the lasting impacts of the storm. There will be a discussion of personnel policy revisions and a discussion on employee compensation and benefit proposals. Then we will break for lunch. After lunch, there will be a discussion on the proposed animal care, control, and adoption facility by members of your animal advisory board. Then you will get the presentation of the final report on the jail feasibility needs study from Mosley Architects and Sheriff Wallace. And finally, we will get a budget and financial outlook update and also a munis update from Ms. Chestnut, your finance officer, and myself. That will be this Friday, the 22nd, beginning at 9:30 a.m. at the airport. Now I would ask that we go into closed session for economic development matters pursuant to 143.318.11(a)(4).
So moved.
Second. It's been moved properly, so that we go into closed session for economic development. All in favor say aye.
Aye.